This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden is defending the way the U.S. ended its 20-year forever war in Afghanistan. He called the military aircraft to extract some 120,000 Afghans, Americans, and other allies an extraordinary success. Other Americans and thousands of Afghans were left behind, but Mr. Biden said diplomatic and other efforts would continue to get them out. The chaotic withdrawal of Western forces from Afghanistan has shown that the European Union needs to intervene militarily in a crisis without relying on U.S. troops, two senior EU officials say. Speaking on condition of anonymity, the officials voiced frustration that the EU, an economic power, was not able to protect Kabul Airport for another 3 days beyond the August 31st U.S. withdrawal deadline to allow for more evacuations. This as EU defense ministers are gathering in the Slovenian capital Wednesday. 2 decades after EU leaders first agreed to set up a 50 to 60,000 strong force but failed to make it operational, EU states are once again aiming to create a 5,000 strong first entry force. They want a deal on its design by next March. Pope Francis has criticized the West's involvement in Afghanistan as an outsider's attempt to impose democracy, although he's done so by citing Russia's Vladimir Putin while thinking he was quoting Germany's Angela Merkel. In a radio interview aired Wednesday, Pope Francis was asked about the new political map taking shape in Afghanistan after the U.S. and its allies withdrew from the Taliban-controlled country after the 20 years' war. The Pope said he would answer using a quote that he attributed to the German chancellor, who he described as one of the world's greatest political figures. This is VOA News. Pope Francis says he's not thinking of resigning and is living a totally normal life following intestinal surgery in July. He made the comments in a radio interview broadcast Wednesday on a Spanish radio network. He also said he was almost certain to attend the UN Climate Change Conference in Glasgow in November. A new report from the United Nations Weather Agency finds the world is getting several times more weather disasters than in the 70s, and they are costing 7 times more than in the past, even when adjusted for inflation. But Wednesday's World Meteorological Organization report finds that these disasters are killing far fewer people. Experts say that's because of better warnings and preparations. But they say climate change is increasing the number and strength of weather disasters while people are increasingly moving into harm's way. More than 3 million people have been affected by the annual monsoon deluge as torrential rains pummel eastern India, officials said Wednesday, with villagers fleeing to higher ground and wildlife sanctuaries underwater. Monsoons are crucial to replenishing water supplies after the scorching summer season, but also cause widespread death and destruction across Southeast Asia each year. Experts say the storms have been worsened by climate change. A Texas law banning most abortions in the state took effect at midnight, but the Supreme Court has yet to act on an emergency appeal to put the law on hold. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
If allowed to remain in force, the law would be the most dramatic restriction on abortion rights in the U.S. since the High Court's landmark Roe v. Wade decision legalized abortion across the country in 1973. The Texas law prohibits abortions once a fetal heartbeat can be detected, usually around 6 weeks, and before most women even know they're pregnant. It allows private citizens to sue anyone who helps a woman get an abortion after that time. Abortion providers who are asking the Supreme Court to step in said the law would rule out 85% of abortions. I'm Julie Walker.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky becomes only the second European leader to meet U.S. President Joe Biden at the White House Wednesday. But his bid for more heavyweight U.S. protection against a powerful Russia is likely to be frustrated. Zelensky spent Tuesday at the Pentagon pressing for military assistance in Ukraine's fight against Russia and Russian-backed separatists. He will be in rarefied company when he joins Mr. Biden in the Oval Office. The only other European leader to visit so far was Germany's outgoing Chancellor Angela Merkel. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News. We'll be right back.